Housing for the Sioux Locks construction workers is officially open in Kincheloe. On Monday, the first tenant moved in. A day later, on Tuesday, an open house was held for dignitaries and first responders. That's generally what we do for safety for the fire department, for the police, for the local community and the first responders. They get a walk-through in the facility to know where everything is, who to talk to, where they pull in, the easiest routes, said camp manager, Justin Curry. The Kinross project broke ground in early June just a short distance from Chippewa County International Airport. Southeastern Disaster Relief Services, SDRS, is in charge of the turnkey, dorm-like apartments on nearly 10 acres on M80 in Kincheloe to ease the housing shortage in the area. They were hoping to have tenants in by late June, but delays in materials pushed back that until this past Monday. We have had our hiccups. Mostly about getting material in, Curry said. Despite the delays, Curry says the subcontractors have been awesome. Bonansi contractors have been on the ball. Great Lakes has been fantastic. Cardinal did all the plumbing. The crews have been great, added Curry. Curry says they will fill 72 rooms this year and another 72 next year, and around 150 in 3 years. There is a need for housing due to the Sioux Locks project. If you are from here, you can't find a house. If you are visiting here, you can't find a hotel room. This is needed. There are too many people moving into a small town to absorb all the people coming in, continued Curry. These apartments are more like high-end dorm rooms with 38 rooms in a building. Each will have their own bathroom with one bed. The building will have its own cafeteria with 3 buffet-style meals served each day. In addition, there will be 24-hour security, transportation to and from the Sioux Locks, housekeeping, medical services, recreation area, cable TV and Wi-Fi all included in the rent price of around $3,000 a month.